scoop it up and put it in your something. It was in barrels.
Was it?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Because they would have a scoop that they would take it up and put it in a sack.
Yes, ma'am.
And you buy it like that. Uh-huh. I have known to buy sugar at 5 cents a pound. Whew. That's right.
A lot different.
Uh-huh. Some much different now.
More.
Than from what it was.
Well, did they call that selling it loose or in bulk?
Loose sugar. Mm-hmm. Loose.
Do you ever heard them call it selling it in bulk or bulk?
Well, that you buy a large quantity of it.
They call that?
A bulk.
I see. Okay. And something, a sweet spread that you might make with different kinds of fruits?
Jelly.
Okay. Have you ever made any?
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
Most any kind of apple, peach, and grape, mm-hmm. plum.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the stuff to season your food with, you have shakers for?
Salt, pepper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about this expression? Say it. Somebody offers you a bowl of fruit, apples and oranges. You might say, well, I don't believe I care for an orange, but
I'll take an apple.
Mm-hmm. Or give
an orange.
Mm-hmm. Or instead of saying I'll take, you might say, well, why don't you give an apple?
Get an apple.
Mm-hmm. Or give me?
Give me a peach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were trying to identify somebody, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys, it was
someone else.
Mm-hmm. Or if there was another group standing off a little ways, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys, it was...
Or those over there.
All right. And if you're pointing to something way off, if you're trying to tell somebody where it is, you might say, well, it's not here, it's...
Over there.
Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is? If a man's not rich, he's...
Poor.
All right. And we were talking about trees yesterday. What would you call a lot of fruit trees, you know, growing together? You'd call that a...
Orchard.
Do y'all have any of those around here?
Oh, yeah, they have some. We have one called a peach orchard back out over in that direction, back over there.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you remember what kind of tree it was that Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry tree.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He taught me that when I was a kid in school. I will never forget that.
Is that right? Talking about cherries, what do you call that hard inside part?
Pit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the hard inside part of the peach?
Seed. Peach seed.
Yes, ma'am.
Kernel, some of them call peach kernel.
Peach kernel?
That's right.
Is there anything inside the seed?
Yes, a little kernel inside of it.
I see. Okay. Y'all have a kind of peach around here that you have to cut out the seed because the meat's real tight against it?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of that?
Clean peaches.
Yes, ma'am. What's the other type?
Clear seed.
Okay. You know that part of the apple that's left after you eat around it? You call that the...
The core.
Okay. Do people around here ever take fruits like apples and... peaches, slice them up and set them out to dry.
Mm-hmm. I have to.
What do you do with that?
You call it dried fruit, but you take it and put it up on a scapula, you know, and let it dry. And then you take it and bag it up and cook it and you get ready for it.
Cook it? Yeah, I mean, what do you use it making pies?
Pies out of it.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the different kinds of nuts that grow around here?
Well, it's walnut and pecans.
What kind?
Pecans. And walnuts. You know, they're old and hickory.